study in a series called Thorns. And today, part four is entitled Consistently Contented. Consistently Contented. If someone was going to come up to you and offer you contentment or discontentment, which would be the one that you would reach for? That which brings contentment or that which brings discontentment? A discontented heart is a heart that suffers through life. But God has come so that we would have contentment consistently. But in this story that we've been walking through, this clear picture of Paul's honesty about his life, we see something very important, that even in the path of righteous living, even in the path of honoring God and doing what God would have us do, thorns and troubles still become part of our reality. The reality of righteousness is not a life free from thorns. The reality of a life lived to please God does not move us away from trouble, but it allows us to have the power to press through anything that comes. Let's look again at Paul's description of what he was walking through. Again, not out of an unrighteous life these things came, but even out of a life that was mightily used of God. Let's read through these. 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 7. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, again, a vessel of God making the thoughts and the wisdom of God known, in the midst of that greatness of purpose, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me and to keep me from becoming conceited. Let's go further. Three times I pled with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, and let's say these three words together, I am content. In the middle of this list that is coming, in the middle of the thorn, for the sake of Christ, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamity. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And then we see this expression found in 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great. Godliness with contentment is great. One of life's greatest blessings is godly contentment. Within, it's called a satisfied heart. We go through seasons where contentment seems to be so distant. But I believe without a shadow of a doubt, regardless of what comes upon our lives, godly contentment is available to all who trust in the Lord. Godly contentment guards against the enemies that rob our heart of peace. See, a discontented heart makes life miserable. You've been there. Nothing makes you what? Happy. But in that challenged to live with that discontentment, God comes with his love and he offers us a stronghold that guards us from a heart that is discontented. With God's power, we can be consistently contented. I'm not talking about living on a cloud somewhere and avoiding the reality of what's around us. We don't hear Paul saying the thorn wasn't there. The thorn was there. But we see in the struggles that come around that there's an avenue to hold on and to walk in the covering of peace. God's love for us breaks the stronghold of a discontented heart. With God's power, we again can be consistently contented. Our contentment is not conditioned by the thorns of this life. One of the clarities of that is this: life equals weaknesses. There's no life in this room that doesn't struggle with some type of weakness. Life lived brings about weaknesses. Life also brings about insults, things that encounter our hearing, our hearts, that we do not want, but they still come. Life lived upon this earth equals hardships. Life lived in this earth, lived for Christ, brings about persecutions. Life, as much as we wish it wouldn't, life brings calamities. No one is immune to these elements of life. Each life will have its own measure of troubles. Let's look at scripture. Matthew 6:34 tells us this: therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. The worry is already there in the next day. Don't worry about it. Each day has enough trouble of its own. These are the words of Christ. And then he goes on in John 16:33 and tells us this: I have told you these things so that in me you may have, say that word with me, peace. In this world you will have trouble. But here he says, in him we're going to have peace, but in this world we're going to have trouble. And then here, a guarding of the heart: but take heart, I have overcome the world. Living in this place called earth equals troubles and thorns. How do you stay consistently contented in a world full of thorns and troubles? I think that's a fair question. John 16:33 again: I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you may have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus is our example. No life that has walked upon this earth has suffered more than Jesus. Yet in his example to us, he remained filled with courage and filled with hope, filled with struggle, troubles, and thorns, but he pressed on and he overcame the world. And that overcoming spirit of Christ is not distant from us, it lives in us. So no matter what comes, his power is able to give us contentment through these struggles. And then he says again, John 14:27. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. The covering of God's peace is not distant. It lives right here in our heart. the strength of peace. I want you to think about seasons of when you've encountered peace in measure that you couldn't really describe where how it all came at such a tough time. But think about the strength of peace. Peace is stronger than weakness. Peace is stronger than any weaknesses that we have. For when we encounter these weaknesses, God comes with his peace and allows us to continue to press forth and live with a contented heart. Peace is stronger than any insult that has ever come towards us. Has it tried to rob our peace? Yes. When insults come, the target is to rip peace out of us and to put struggle in us. But peace is stronger than any insult that will come against us when we stand in the overcoming power of the Spirit of Christ within us. Peace is stronger than any hardships. There are things that have journeyed to our lives that we never plotted or planned for. And in the middle of that reality, peace has shown up and it showed itself stronger than the hardship that we are enduring. If someone would have handed you a script of your life and you read that chapter, you would have said, no way, let me just go away now. Take me to heaven now. But no, God has allowed it to be your chapter. And in that hardship, you've been amazed at how the peace of God has not left you. Peace is stronger than persecution. When the enemies of God fought against the word of God to shut the word out, the disciples endured many, many things of pain to the point of losing their life. But in that persecution, the peace of God stood stronger than any persecution that came. And then this, peace is stronger than calamities, the things that we never again planned for that show up at our doorstep. Did it destroy peace? It tried to. Did it remove peace? It tried to. But there are testimonies here today that the calamity was not stronger than the peace of God. Peace is stronger than calamities. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. My peace I give you. A sign that we are reaching out for God's peace is rejecting a discontented heart. You think we can groom a discontented heart? Think we can make it our own and really modify it and kind of take a pride in being discontented, disgruntled, embittered, negative, looking at all that is wrong rather than the God who brings peace to help us endure through the stuff and the thorns and the troubles? See, we can get really good at living discontented. We can make that the image that forms within our heart. But we see this, a sign that we are reaching out for God's peace is when discontentment rises up in us, because it will. And we say, no, that is not a home for you. Spirit of discontentment, negative, bitter, that is not where I will allow through God's strength to be that countenance and content is not going to be that which resides in me. And it's a choice. Without rejecting a discontented heart, we allow it to root deep within our soul. See, Jesus comes and says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. It's not a force, it's an offer. And when we say, God, I feel so miserable about this, but you have promised to leave peace for me. So either I reach to the discontented spirit, or I reach for the peace
that God has provided. And it is a supernatural peace. It is the spirit of peace that God offers. Fruit of the Spirit is what? Peace. Peace. But we must reach out to receive it. See, thorns seek to remove us from the peace and the presence of Christ. Let thorns remind you of the source of your strength. When thorns and troubles come, let them be a reminder of where your strength really comes from. It's not coming from a life that is easy. No. It's not coming from a troubled-free life. Peace comes by God. And when we are weak, when the thorns persist and still live in our flesh, the strength of Christ is available for us to reach out and receive. May thorns cause you to reach for the peace that Jesus gives. Reach for the peace. What does that look like? When I reach for the peace of God, I invite His peace to live in me. When I live discontented, I allow it to remain. But when I reach out and I say, God, what I'm feeling right now is not what I want to feel. What I'm going through right now, I can't take it in myself. I need your peace to guard my heart from being discontented. Man, how beautiful is a life that lives its journey, and at the end, it is a heart that is pleasant and contented with the lot that God has given. How sad is the life that is embittered, and at the end, all that can be seen in the hearts of others about that life is the complaints and the problems and the discontentment. The choice is really ours, because the power of peace is not our power. It's a free offering that Jesus gives. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. No matter the thorns that surround us, peace is within our reach. The enemy will try to say, no, you can't find peace in that. God will show you His peace. You say, no way. Yes, you know it. There's testimonies here today of the most horrific things that have journeyed into our lives, yet God stood there available. And the question is, did we reach for His peace, or did we just allow the discontentment to reign within our heart? Again, John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. We find in Romans 15:13 this fact. May the God of hope fill you with all joy. Did God say we fill ourselves with joy? No. But we offer our heart a place for His Spirit to come. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope, and this is so vital, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Church, we are at a time in history, and it's always been this case, but even more as the intensity of the last days surrounds us, the power that we have is not our ability to be good people. The power that we have is not our ability to be disciplined in what we do, to be moral. The power that is offered us as the church is to be a deposit where the very Spirit of God lives in us. And we relate to God the only way that we can relate to Him, and that is through His Spirit. Now, we can relate to God through matter or through proclamations of faith, but that doesn't reach the heart of God. What God has done, he sent his son so that we could relate to him spiritually. That is why we must be born again to inherit the kingdom of heaven. We must have the deposit of his spirit within to draw from the supernatural peace. Again, it's not fruit of self. It's not fruit of being self-righteous. It's not fruit of being a good church attender. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. And the deposit where God has destined the Spirit to dwell is right within our heart. Don't let anything block the process of that which gives us peace, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. Peace I leave with you. As the disciples stood with him, knowing he was going to ascend into heaven, he says, don't worry. My comforter is coming. My spirit, the Holy Spirit, is now going to dwell within you. We are not the source of peace. We are not. And that's where many people miss it. They feel if I structure things in a certain way, that in my power, I will find peace. No, we are not the source. The source of peace is the Spirit of God. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Can you say that with me? My peace I give you. Whose peace do you want? Your ability to structure your thoughts and condition your way? Because we can do it. There is power of positive thinking. There is power of positive thinking that man can accomplish. But it isn't the peace that God wants to give us. It's not mind control. It's not mind manipulation. It's the entrance of the very power of God living within us. My peace I give you. We do not earn peace. It's not something that if we do enough good deeds and come to church enough throughout the year, that peace is going to arrive. No. Peace is a gift of God's love. Again, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. My peace I give you. Peace comes again with no strings attached. Look at this scripture again in verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives. No strings attached. The gift of peace has no hidden agenda. Peace flows freely to us from God's heart of mercy and love. You know how it is. This is free, right? We have smartphones that have apps all on them that are what? Free. We have email services, Gmail, all these services that are what? Free. You believe it's free? We use Google every day and we believe it's what? You think it's free? There's strings attached. A lot of strings attached. We keep phones in our pocket for convenience, but little do we know, microphones are on listening to what we say. I told the story the other day. We had a guy up in the attic working on our furnace. And on the computer, all these ads started popping up for industrial parts for heaters. I'm like, where did that come from? And then I thought, is that guy hacked into our Wi-Fi? And I said, no, he didn't do that. He didn't have the password. And then I asked him, I said, were you searching upstairs for parts for that furnace? He said, yeah. And because he was searching at this location, they figured out, hey, I'm watching them, and they're looking for heater parts. So we're going to send ads about heater parts to them. Is it free? No, there's strings attached. But with God's peace, he doesn't give it as the world gives. God will not take his gift of peace from you. That's not how God operates. The peace that he gives is consistent and it will remain. I do not give to you as the world gives. When thorns bear down against you, reach for the ever-present peace of God, the gift of peace that comes to strengthen us. 2 Corinthians 12:10, just to visit there again. For the sake of Christ, then I am content. For the sake of Christ, I will not open the door for discontentment to live in this heart. What does it mean for the sake of, for the honor of, for the good of, for the purpose of? For the welfare of Christ, I will be what? Content. What do we tell others when we walk around filled with discontentment? What does that say about the one that we proclaim we trust in? Paul understood that this could have been a thorn that would have made him a bitter man. It could have been a thorn that caused him to see doubt and trust in the Lord. But he knew there was a higher reason to walk with peace. God wants his children content. And when we walk guarded for the purposes of Christ, we proclaim to others that God can and should be trusted. But from those that proclaim a trust, that walk around embittered and discontented, what testimony and what example, what image are we placing on Christ by letting that remain? I am content. Refuse to allow a discontented heart to live within you. And I'm speaking to myself. Life gets really hard. It does. Y'all know it. There's a whole lot of reason to pin an attitude in here. But for the sake of Christ, regardless of my weaknesses, regardless of the insults that come, the hardships, it's just too hard, I quit. Regardless of the persecutions, regardless of the calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Basically, when the environment is not peaceful, when my ability is not peaceful, then I open the way for the source of peace to come and express his fullness in me, his completeness in me. Then and only then can we experience the fullness of what God's peace is. For some of us today, and I would say all of us, we have walked through things of weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, not without God's purpose. The thorns that have attached themselves to us, they hurt. That's why they're called thorns. They hurt. But God says, don't trust in that fallen heart to be the light that leads you. Trust in my strength that will come no matter what thorns have attached themselves to you. These thorns will not rob God's peace within me. You ever said that? In the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the garbage that's going on, have you ever just said, in the name of Jesus, this will not rob his peace from me. You been there? These thorns will focus my hope and my trust upon God. If we are in the last days, reports of locusts massing in Africa, moving into China, destroying crops in already impoverished lands, viruses spreading across the world that have men standing up and wondering, is this the plague? Is this the apocalypse? Discontented hearts and division throughout the world. Earthquakes, signs in the sky, volcanoes, strange weather, not knowing the season. Is this the time? Is it? If it is the time, that which we've trusted in to bring a peace, as it moves aside, lining up with my desires, what will remain in me? If I am the source of my peace, then conditions and thorns around me will cause my heart to faint. In the last days, the Bible spoke clearly that there would be an apostate church, a church that will turn away from the power of God. And many will turn because they will allow discontented hearts to be their chosen lot. When God is saying, here, reach out. Reject that discontented heart. When it comes, it's normal for it to come. It is normal for discontentment to come to us because we are flesh. But when it comes, let it be a thorn that is set forth with this reality. It will not live in me, discontentment. I, for the sake of Christ, invite his contentment through his peace to stand and live in me and to guide me through these troubles that life brings. If we can bow for a moment in prayer this morning, and I'm going to ask if we could have folks available for prayer here at the altar. Reach for the gift of peace. My peace I give you. That is the words of Jesus. My peace I leave with you. As the disciples journeyed with Christ and saw the amazing things that happened, they were going to face this reality that he wasn't going to be with them anymore. Not in the form that he was, in the physical form. And it must have frightened them, because how many times did they face challenges and then they could simply just look and there Jesus was. His example led them. His power was there for their physical eyes to see. He says, it is my peace that I will leave with you. As I ascend into heaven, my comforter is coming, not to dwell at a distance, not to walk alongside of you, but to actually live in you, my spirit, the Holy Spirit. And he is filled with peace. Right now, as thorns have come and troubles of this earth have come and have made us feel alone, in that isolation, it's so easy for our sake to just be bitter, to be disgruntled, to to be discontented. But Jesus stands there. He says, "My peace I leave with you. I give my peace to you." Can we reach out and just ask for his peace to be intensified in us? Spirit of God, come in all your power. Come and reign in our hearts in fullness. In the name of Jesus, we need your peace, Lord Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, these lives that are gathered here today, let these lives press forward as examples of the deposit of the peace of God. So when troubles come to others, these examples will be a reminder. They held on. They trusted. I saw their countenance, and I saw peace in the face of calamity. And it reminded me that there is power in those who trust in Jesus, because it is the Spirit of Christ that lives in them. Stronger than any weakness, peace. Stronger than any insult, the peace of God. Stronger than any calamity, the peace of God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.